Mary, the mother of Jesus, was espoused to Joseph. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Father, dear sisters, and dear children, today is the feast of Saint Joseph, and today is kind of like the Father's Day in the Church. One person once told me that God the Father is somehow a distant and even scary figure in the Blessed Trinity. That person should find great consolation on the feast of Saint Joseph, because he, among all the saints, is given to us to see the wonderful things of God the Father. Today I'll tell you why Saint Joseph is the image of God the Father, and key to this we found in three of the titles taken from the litany of Saint Joseph, namely, Spouse of the Mother of God, Foster Father of the Son of God, and Head of the Holy Family. Firstly, Saint Joseph is the spouse of the Mother of God. As God chose Mary to be mother of his son Jesus, he also arranged for her a husband, namely Saint Joseph. If you listened carefully the bishop's sermon yesterday, you learned that Saint Joseph was the true husband of Mary. When Mary was still living in the temple, Saint Simeon, the high priest, was commanded by God to make preparations for the marriage of Mary. Since she was of the family of David, her husband should be of one too. Saint Simeon appointed a day when all the young men of David's family, who were then present in Jerusalem, should be invited to the temple. Saint Simeon placed in the hands of each of these young men a dry rod, in order that this way God would show who would be the husband of Mary. And then he saw blossoms spring up from the rod carried by Saint Joseph, and at the same time a beautiful dove was seen to descend, which stayed on his head. Then God spoke to Saint Joseph, saying, Joseph, my servant, Mary shall become your spouse. Receive her with respect, for she is very agreeable in my eyes. She is good and most pure in body and mind. Saint Simeon, upon this sign from heaven, determined to give Saint Joseph to Mary for her husband, and espoused her to Joseph, the most chaste and the most holy of men. So, children, God the Father made sure that he appointed the best possible spouse to the girl who would be the mother of his son. And the second reason why Saint Joseph is the faithful image of God the Father is that he was also the foster father of the Son of God. In the word father, you hear many wonderful things: beauty, purity, love, wisdom, prudence, mercy, and compassion. You should remember, children, that we as Christians are meant to be followers of Jesus. We are, in the best of our abilities, trying to get our actions resemble those of Jesus as closely as possible, and many saints have done this very well. But there is only one saint who has been deemed worthy to imitate the good qualities of God the Father, and that was Saint Joseph, the foster father of Jesus. How great a saint he is, we need only look at the son, Jesus. Jesus was always obedient to Joseph, so Saint Joseph had to be the image of God the Father, because otherwise the Son of God, in his obedience to Joseph, would have failed to do the will of God. And this is the third reason why Saint Joseph is an image of God the Father, because he is the head of the Holy Family. Jesus was always obedient to Joseph. What an image! God, our Creator, was born as a man, and not only born as a man, but submitted to the will of another man. The will of Joseph was the will of God to Jesus, and that's why Saint Joseph is such a great image of a father to us, because we are obliged to show obedience to God. If Jesus had shown any disobedience to Joseph, then each one of us could justify our own disobedience as an excuse for our own. We could all pretend that sometimes it's okay to disobey our parents, teachers, or priests, or pretend that they do not know what they are talking about. But that is not so. The head of the Holy Family has shown us that we have to be always obedient to God and to our superiors. Obedience is one of those words that never sounds like fun. It feels like an obligation, like you have to do your homework, you have to do dishes, you have to go to church on Sunday, and so on. Obedience seems always to be like something we have to do, but doesn't seem very fun. Also, we are often tempted to doubt the motives of those telling us to obey, or at least often we think that our own way would surely be better. But Jesus makes all these excuses of ours look pitiful, because Jesus saw that he fulfilled the will of his heavenly Father by being obedient to Saint Joseph. If you ever fear the rigidity of God the Father, who sent his dear Son to be crucified, remember the words of Jesus: "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him." Saint Joseph is a true father for us because he has shown us in his person, being the spouse, the father, and the head of family, how clement and loving our heavenly Father is to us all. And anyone who loves God the Father loves his image, Saint Joseph, and he is also in turn loved by Jesus the Son. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.